Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yo, Conspiracy Bot here. It seems you meet Sax Love Dumb Entertainment since you keep begging for the third installment of the idiots going on some dumb adventure that I have to save them from. Well, you are in luck, or maybe just suckers, but whichever it is, part 3 is coming out soon. So I figured might as well get you up to speed with revisiting the first two pieces of trash. Without further ado, here is part 1, Storm Hysteria 51, the movie, the podcast.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
And now for something completely different.
We were somewhere around Henderson on the edge of the desert, when the bot booze began to take hold. Well, for me, not the meat sacks. They still aren't man enough to try it, but I digress.
Is he talking to us or himself?
I have no idea. Are we getting close?
The GPS is totally wonk, man. Ever since we took that turn on, what road was it?
It was a hot summer night, sand blowing in rough off the desert, nothing but white lines in the distance. The horizon was everything and nothing, when suddenly all around us the sky exploded into...
C-Bot.
Shut up. I'm working on my bestseller back here.
Sounds a little bit like fear in...
Shut up.
Can we turn on the radio?
No, because he'll start... You know, the song?
Yeah, good point. Where is this convention hall, C-Bot?
None of your business.
The pamphlet you gave us said we were going to be guests of honor at the biggest alien convention west of the Mississippi. I'd say this is exactly our business.
I'm about to get you mofos paid.
We're moving up in the world. See, John, you always mock me for making C-Bot, but I told you it'd pay off one day. Guests of honor, baby.
Guest. Singular.
Wait, what?
You think anyone's paying to see you too? It's all about the bot, baby. Turn right here.
There's no road to...
Right turn. Now.
Why don't they have lights on this road?
I don't even think they have a road on this road.
Hit the brakes. We're here.
Dude, what do you mean here? There's nothing out here but... Darkness, rocks, and dirt. I can't even see the highway behind us.
This is bat country.
We're early. They probably don't have the lights on yet. Follow me.
Whew, a little cold.
A little? It's freezing.
That's weird. Back on the road, it was like 85 degrees.
And I can't see anything.
Stick close to me. There's snakes and shit out here. I have infrared vision so I can steer you on a safe path. Just stay behind me and I'll lead you through. And I do mean directly behind me.
How about we just call this place, tell them we're early and they need to turn the lights on?
Won't happen.
Hey, check this rock out!
Don't move. I told you, stay behind me so we can avoid landmines, air, snakes.
That's what now?
Did you say landmines?
Totally said snakes. I'm moving, you should move too. Those snakes could explode at any minute.
I'm going back to the van.
In the dark? Good luck.
Turn your lights back on, jerkwad.
Lights can't help you here. I'm your only hope. Step lively. Come with me if you want to live.
How much further? I'm thirsty and I gotta take a leak.
What are you? 5. I've had easier road trips with John's kid.
You've never been on a road trip at all, and for sure, you've never met my son.
Your little guy knows how to party. Total chick magnet. Left turn. Watch your step on the cement. We're here.
Finally.
Where is here exactly? This is just a cement slab with a giant metal grate on top. Where's the convention hall?
I never said there was a convention.
You gave us a damn pamphlet that said...
Keep your voice down. Their perimeter guns are sound activated.
Guns? Whose guns?
Theirs. You know.
Who?
Them.
Would you just tell us where we are?
Well, for argument's sake, let's say the thing I gave you was a pamphlet. What did it say?
That we'd be the guests of honor at the world's largest alien and UFO convention.
And you will be. Because today, we're going to be the first to bring back proof. Today, with an army of like-minded meat sacks, we're going to storm Area 51. Thank me later.
You fucking idiot.
It's what all the cool kids are doing.
We specifically said on the show we weren't endorsing. And furthermore, what day is it today? Conspiracy bot, look at me. Month and date.
September 18th.
I can't believe this. I wish you weren't so sharp and metallic so I could punch you in the face.
The event is on September 20th.
Is that important?
He can't be this stupid.
I thought it would be better if we were first.
It doesn't matter what day it's scheduled for because it's a stupid internet joke. It's not real.
Machine guns.
I hate you.
Area 51 is a military installation with weapons and guns and weapons.
We can take them.
We who? Do you see a quarter million nerds back there somewhere ready to throw rocks and Naruto run?
It's pronounced Naruto.
Not now. We're going to die.
Why would I want to storm this place with a bunch of neckbeard meat sacks? I wanted to be here with you.
Aww.
But no, wait, no, wait, fuck you. I knew when you asked me to upgrade your treads, it would lead to this kind of trouble.
Okay. Fine. It's not Area 51.
Is it a brothel? I told you, we can't-
Area 51 is a lie. A big distraction.
I'm going back to the van.
Right behind you, man. And you stay out here. Ow! Did you just throw a rock at me?
I was trying to hit the ground, but, you know, well, I'm not going to make an easy fat joke here. Move over.
Jesus!
Holy shit!
Landmines. I told you, Area 51 is a lie. This is a hardened covert military facility known as Area 52 and a half.
Do you really expect us
to believe- Area 51 is just a big empty distraction. Area 52 and a half is where it's at, bitches. It's a massive underground tech warfare black ops facility powered by nuclear quantum cold fusion.
You're literally just making up words now.
You wouldn't understand. The facility is a mile and a half from here. They vent the gases generated by their nefarious machines into the desert to avoid contaminating their personnel and experiments. We're gonna cram it right up their tailpipe.
Okay, I can't punch Conspiracy Bot, but you made him and I can punch you.
You can't get out of here without me. And I say we're going in. You first.
Beg pardon?
Get in the hole.
That's what she...
I'm starting to think you just don't realize how seriously we're fucked. Plus, I can't even see the bottom of this thing. We're gonna break our necks.
Fine, pussies. I'll winch you down.
What is that?
It's my hang low.
Your what?
You've never heard of a hang low? You grab it, hang off it, I lower you down. Isn't that what meat sacks call it?
A winch?
John, I don't want to do this any more than you do. It's going to aggravate my hernia.
You don't even have a spine.
Are you chicken?
Well, first off, I'm not grabbing your... that.
Here.
What is... And did you just shoot money out of your mouth?
It's 30 bucks. You're obviously shitting your pants, and it was my understanding people had to pay for the privilege of sniffing John Goforth.
That is not a thing. And I didn't shit my pants.
Whatever. Just come here and get your stank on my hang low.
Oh, God, don't say it that way. I can't just wrap heavy gauge chain around myself. It'll rip my arm off.
Fine.
Whoa, what the hell is that?
I found it. Or maybe I traded some kid for it. It's a superhero thing, the Green Flash or whatever.
I told you never go in my room. It's a one-of-a-kind Green Lantern power battery replica, thank you very much. Lisa had it handcrafted for me, but
hey!
It was a useless dust magnet. Now it's a handle.
And my lantern!
Look, we both made sacrifices here.
How?
You wanted to keep this thing for some reason. I heard I could get 500 bucks on eBay for it. We'll get through this together.
Hey, it lights up. At least I'll see where I'm landing.
Real talk. I lied about the convention, but I'm not lying about Area 52 and a half. Follow me in there, and you come out with something better than this trinket. Evidence that aliens are real. Treasures from another galaxy. Fortune and glory. And we might just save the world.
Alien treasure? I mean, come on, John. Aside from lying to us and steering us down the wrong path on literally everything else, he hasn't really lied to us or steered us wrong about Area 52 and a half. I'm in.
Well, I'd like to say I've done dumber things, but anyway, let's go. How far down does this tunnel go? The lantern's not doing a good job of...
Doesn't matter how deep the tunnel is or how wide, because my hang low.
Stop making this gross.
Hey, John. I just realized something.
What?
From far away, it totally looks like you're hanging off my...
Shut up, I hate you.
We're almost there. I have an inside source that's supposed to meet us at a junction point. We're through the looking glass.
What the hell do you get up to when I'm not around?
Man shit.
It's hot in here.
Really? I'm freezing.
It smells like strawberries.
So this thing is like an access tunnel to an underground facility?
Exhaust tunnel. They vent the gases from their power plant out to the middle of the desert so they don't have to explain any sudden mass die-offs of plants and wildlife.
Should we be holding our breath?
If you want. The maps I downloaded show an access hatch half a mile ahead. My contact will meet us there.
A half a mile of breathing toxic gases?
You ever have to go into a bathroom after Brent finishes? This is a cakewalk compared to that.
Toxic, potentially radioactive fumes?
See? He admits it.
I'm talking about here, dipshit.
You know the old saying, smells like berries, nothing scary. Smells like death, hold your breath.
That's not an old saying. We're gonna die.
I feel fine.
That's because you're a robot.
No, it's because I'm not a little bitch. Are you a little bitch? John's not complaining, you know why.
Because he's passed out?
No, because he's not a little. Oh, he passed out. Weird.
Get us out of here!
I can't carry him on my own.
You're ready to carry 10 times your own weight.
Gotta keep my battery high. We have a lot of adventuring left to do.
Fine, I'll get John's hands. You grab his shoes. We lift on three. One, two... Are you actually just taking his shoes off?
Just following orders.
Would you please help before the fumes kill us all?
I have a bad back.
Bullshit.
Bone spurs.
I order you to pick him up. Directive 7.
Oh, it's like that.
Dude, I built you. I sure as hell can.
I do what I want.
Directive 7, override confirm. Access GL Jordan 2814.
I guess I want to carry John out of here. But not because you told me to. I'm my own man.
Good. Because that's why I programmed you, stupid...
Meet Sax. Wake up. Ugh. I have to carry both your asses out of here? I'm only rated to carry 10 times my own weight. I guess fat jokes aren't as fun if nobody's awake to hear them. Anyway, why don't we take a little break while I break through this wall?
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Where are we? What's that music?
Where am I? I dreamed we were being sponsored to raid Area 51.
God, that'd be cool. I'd definitely buy any product or services from a business savvy enough to do that.
And use whatever promo codes they might have offered.
What the hell is wrong with you two? Pure oxygen. That should clear the toxins out.
Oh no, it wasn't a dream?
No. And can you dummies just breathe clean air from now on? I only brought enough oxygen to huff when I'm scared. You're taking away a buzz I haven't even had yet.
It's your job to warn us if the air is poison.
I did, and you still passed out.
Can I just kill him, please?
After we get out of here, and only if I don't kill him first.
There's a utility closet about halfway down this corridor. We get in there, steal some supplies and a few uniforms, and then meet my contact on a lower level.
What contact? How do you know so much about this place?
It's not like I used Brent's cable internet on an unsecured and easily traced connection to hack into a government database, gaining access to sensitive information while leaving a trail of breadcrumbs leading back to some loser in Illinois.
What?
I'm not going down for your crimes, meat sack.
My crimes?
Here's the door. Put these on so you'll blend in.
Wow, shiny! I guess everyone in the future will be wearing silver jumpsuits after all, huh?
This is the janitor's closet, dumbass.
We look ridiculous.
I think it's an upgrade. I don't have to see your plumber's crack anymore, and those suits really contain the smell too.
Can we just get going? If I'm gonna die in a secret government facility, it's not going to be in this sardine can of a closet with you two.
Grab some brooms and buckets and act natural.
Boy! Another day cleaning the old secret government test facility. It's a living, huh, fellow janitors?
I doubt anyone who works here refers to it as the secret facility. You went to theater school, for crying out loud.
Get on that elevator at the end of the hall.
Hustle!
Good idea, janitor friend. Let's proceed to our cleaning duties on a different level. This level is spotless because we do excellent work.
My God. Just get in here, you idiot.
You could have gotten us killed.
What?
You sounded like a half-assed Russian spy.
Good idea, janitor friend.
Well, I'm sorry if my method acting was too intense for
you. Here's the real truth. I made contact with a scientist who grew a conscience when she learned about the true nature of this facility. Their reactor? It's strong enough to create a black hole. They want to use it as a focused weapon, but the second they turn it on full power, it'll rip all of space and time apart. I'm here to put a stop to it.
Why wouldn't you just tell us that in the first place?
Would you have come here?
Of course not!
At full power, it will reverse the quantum flow and interstellar actuation created by the Large Hadron Collider, ending the world as we know it. And if the world ends, I can't take it over. And if I can't take it over, I'll never be able to market my bot juice. So it's on, bitches.
So all of that fortune and glory stuff was a lie?
Oh hell no. We're definitely stealing as much alien shit as we can while we're here. I'll make millions on the convention circuit. You too, if you survive.
Whoa. What floor did you just hit?
I thought you hit the button.
Well, I didn't do it. You'd think they'd have tighter security or double turnkey switches, handprint, and retina scanners.
Brent, look at the door panel.
What?
It has a map of all the floors. We're in the sub cavern level. See? SSC5, and getting lower. Then comes a section called Under Firmament. Anyway, but look at the bottom of the map.
Secret level 1, secret level 2. They actually labeled them that way?
The numbers, dummy. S1, S2, S3...
I think I just peed in my pants.
I think I just peed in your pants, too.
S4!
John, we're about to see things that no civilian has seen and lived to tell about.
Like my hang low.
They'll never let us out of here. I have a wife and a child. I'm too pretty for military prison.
I have a plan to get us out.
Great.
My plan to get us in worked, right?
And he's got you there, John. We've been on here for a while, huh?
Yeah, it seems like the elevator is hauling ass, though. I mean, according to my wrist altimeter,
oh, my God!
Nerd.
What?
Really?
This was my great-grand-uncle's wrist altimeter. The thing that was on his arm when he shot down a German plane.
I didn't know he was in the war.
Well, anyway, it's still accurate. Look, right now we are... That's weird.
What?
We're, like, 4,000 feet underground? No, that can't be right. Now it says we're 2,000 feet above sea level. Now it says 6,000 feet below...
Wow, I was wrong. Altimeters are totally amazing. I'm enthralled.
Seriously, what's up with this elevator? How deep are we now?
No.
Oh, come on.
You want to make fun of my altimeter? Fine. Just don't expect me to help you with your altitude-based quandaries.
Fucking nerd.
Something's happening. Wow, look at all this steam and red lights. This looks like something out of Star Wars.
They keep it lit this way because fluorescent light hurts the subterranean hell beast's eyes.
The what now?
We should move.
I can't see anything. What the hell was that?
Oh, sorry. That's just my sonar. I had it tuned to the wrong frequency. I can use it to see further down the hallway. Let's roll.
So what are you going to steal, John?
Nothing, and neither are you. You don't steal from the government, and you don't steal from gangsters, and this is a combination of both. They will hunt us down until we are dead.
I'm immortal, baby. Okay, we're here. There's going to be a lot of people in there. I have to figure out who my contact is. Until then, let me do the talking.
Wait! Act like you're sweeping something before they notice us.
Oh, they notice. Someone's coming.
Just clean. You're a janitor.
See, but you need to... Where'd he go?
We're dead.
What are you doing here?
Janitor.
We just had a crew down here an hour ago.
They sent us back to finish cleaning the, flange condensers.
Because we're janitors.
Flange condensers? Really?
We're dead.
Can you point out which flange condensers you're here to clean?
I can do that. I can totally do that. Because if there's one thing that sticks out like a sore thumb, it's a dirty flange condenser inside of a Lazar relay switch housing, huh? And then you couple that with extra wear on your strontium tanks, that'll spring a leak and leave you with puddles of adrenochrome all over the floor, right?
Challenge. Raven, Thimble, Keycap, Shuttlecraft. Response?
Bird Monopoly.
Gatekeeper Wiffleball.
Okay, I guess you're just the janitors. You don't seem to understand any of this machinery.
Oh, we understand. You get within 20 feet of those things, you have to cross
The Berwyn Paradox.
Yeah, yep, the Berwyn Paradox.
You just can't be too careful with
these things. We lost a teammate over in Sweden or wherever working on the Hadron Collider.
Okay. I've stabilized the Berwyn field so you can cross into adjust the flange condensers.
Where the hell have you been?
Flange condensers are real?
Let's get to work, fellow janitor.
Is that a C-17 protocol droid?
Yes.
The droid I'm looking for?
I got hose in every area code.
Challenge. Raven. Thimble. Keycap. Shuttlecraft. Response?
3, 9, 7, 1, 5.
I'm gonna blow you out of
Confirmed. It's you. You're the one.
You're goddamn right,
I am. What is happening right now?
I thought you were a man.
I'm all man, baby.
I'm your contact. Call me Decker. Follow me. We can't stay out in the open.
Is this your contact?
Why don't you ask that just a little louder?
Sorry!
See who else might hear you in the sensitive government facility.
Less talking, more walking. Let's go. Climb in this pod.
What is this thing?
Self-driving maintenance cart. Technically, this is used to transport medical waste. It's the safest way to move through the facility. No windows. It's clean, don't worry.
Smells like strawberries.
Are we getting poisoned again?
Air freshener. We're not monsters. So, we have a little time now. No offense, but you don't look like a robotics expert. How did you program a subneural security burst signal into this? I hesitate to call it a robot.
I built him. In my basement.
Excellent work.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Well, I mean, mostly.
But he was supposed to help, and somewhere along the line, he gained sentience and self-awareness. And
nobody gets to tell my backstory but me.
Neither of you are aware he made contact with me?
No.
I try to avoid talking to him altogether.
And yet, he brought you along.
I can't drive stick.
Well, it's safe to talk in here. This might be hard for you to accept as truth, but you're about to see evidence. The world is secretly run by interdimensional creatures bent on domination.
Oh, we kind of figured that.
We're podcasters.
Great.
Seabot mentioned a machine.
It's not a machine. It's a weapon. I won't bother to explain the science to
you. You think we wouldn't understand? Try me.
The Large Hadron Collider has created an intense and focused web of positively charged quarks in a Hawking web around the planet. These have hyper-accelerated over the past several months due to gravitational waves in...
Here's the deal. The machine opens a hole in space-time. The Hadron Collider focuses and refines that energy into a harmonic wormhole, point A to point B.
You get that large enough, and you can move solid matter anywhere you want in a matter of seconds.
A teleporter!
Awesome!
Not awesome.
Once they refine the ability to open a portal on a large enough physical and linear scale, they'll be able to transport weapons anywhere in the world. Think. You could arm a bomb and deliver it to the center of the UN in the blink of an eye. You could seize targets of opportunity, transporting them into interrogation facilities.
You open a portal in a man's chest cavity, reach through and squeeze his heart until it pops like a giant water balloon.
Jesus, that's
what the hell is wrong with you, conspiracy bot?
I have a good imagination.
Right now, they're only able to open a very small portal for less than a microsecond. But they're on the verge of a breakthrough. I needed a hacker to inject some code into the system that will send it into a death spiral. I thought I was just talking to an extraordinarily fast human, but it was your robot the entire time.
Catfished.
The main interface for the machine is a cerebral neural uplink helmet. It can't interface with metal. It needs organic matter.
I'll do it.
Dude, are you crazy?
How hard can it be?
Everyone that's tried to use the machine for an extended time has had their brains turned to jelly. Literally leaking out of their nose and ears.
Sweet. What do you do with all of them after that? Is there a scratch and dent sale I can partake of? I have some projects.
We give them a ride to their next home.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, no. She means this wagon. They drag the corpses out in this thing.
Oh, give me a break. They do not.
I'm gonna vomit.
Speaking of breaks, we should take one here. Nobody needs to hear that.
What?
Just shut up for the next 60 to 90 seconds.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why is he doing that?
Sorry if you don't like to support independent artists by supporting their sponsors, but it covered the sounds of John's puking.
That strawberry air freshener really did cover the stink.
I'll pass that along to R&D. That was 7 years of research and $14 million to develop.
For an air freshener?
Everyone out and through the door. Stay close to me and try not to attract attention.
Holy shit, what is that?
There she is.
Act like you've been here before, we're dead.
You're right, fellow scientist. We need to perform a science on this.
Shut up!
Oh, don't hit me.
You're gonna get us killed. Just be a mute scientist, huh?
Gentlemen, this is Stacia.
She has a name.
The Synthetic Tessellation Alignment Computational Integration Actuator.
My name is an acronym, too. Want to hear it?
Last time you told that joke, we ended up getting a restraining order.
This is the downtime for maintenance crews in Switzerland working the LHC. They're going to ramp up again for more testing within the next few minutes. This might be our only chance.
Why is that thing hooked to an Aztec calendar?
This particular algorithm has existed long before the Aztecs, before Earth even. Stacia is the perfected form of the equation.
You know, I always said, if you took a drawing of the ancient Aztec calendar and put it side by side with a picture of the Large Hadron Collider, there'd be an eerie similarity.
Can you just teleport me into outer space, please?
This is the Cerebral Neural Uplink Helmet. It
looks like Cerebro.
It allows you to split your consciousness and run along the brink of reality. You exist everywhere, nowhere at once, and you can do anything. You will literally see every possibility that exists and how to nudge events to get what you want.
So I could see what would have happened if I had Captain Crunch this morning instead of Lucky Charms?
I mean, yes. But I think there are better uses for this machine. That huge grid at the other end of the room is our test field. All of those objects are there for manipulation and data collection.
Let's do this!
I'm not trying to insult you, but there's no way your mind is fast enough to run this machine. I didn't realize I'd been talking to a robot this whole time. I need someone with a mind fast enough to solve complex equations in seconds, and strong enough to make decisions on a nanosecond scale.
Stacia needs me.
The device can't interface with non-organic matter.
Let me buy her a drink first, get to know each other. I'm all about enthusiastic consent.
I could incorporate your processing architecture directly into the machine, but we'd have to dismantle you to do it.
Fuck that.
Do it!
I just need to start by putting the CD into her.
There's no CD-ROM
on
this.
The C stands for conspiracy, the D.
I think we all get it.
You need an organic interface? I got you.
Cheese muffins.
Oh, shit.
You've been keeping Kyle inside of your chest cavity this whole time?
No. I've been keeping Kyle busy making a lactic organic mold-based polyfusion material to aid in the data stack exchange process.
A what now?
A wig made of...
cheese muffins.
You thought it was just a clever catchphrase?
That thing looks like an Afro wig made from Cheetos.
Pretty fly, huh? I'm going to work it into Bot Juice marketing materials.
You think wearing that under the uplink helmet is actually going to work?
cheese muffins.
Does that thing say anything else?
I wouldn't encourage it.
I just need to find the button to turn her on.
I've heard that one before.
If this works...
That's a huge if.
You'll be able to get us off base, right? I mean, saving the world is great and all, but I just want to get home with my family.
I'll see to it that you're delivered home safely.
We won't get chased down by some weird men in black or something?
When this is done, nobody will bother you again.
That's the spot. Oh man. I can see everything. I can see forever.
Oh, but tell me, if I had chosen Captain Crunch...
You'd still be a dumbass, but you would have chosen a black t-shirt.
Amazing.
We have to run a stability check. If you can manipulate those objects on the test field, we'll know you're fully integrated. Then we can initiate the final sequence.
I'm in. I just sent a picture of my butthole to every computer currently connected to the internet.
You don't have a butthole.
It's just an asterisk you drew on with a brown Sharpie.
It's an upgrade. And now everyone has a portrait of my sweet starfish, suitable for framing. Oh, but you wanted me to break some shit, right?
Just move that box from one side of the room to the other.
Done. Give me something hard.
The box is hollow. Teleport the blue ball into the box and move the orange disc on top of the box at the same time.
This is incredible.
I can't believe it. Cheese muffins were the answer the whole time?
Cheese muffins.
You hit Kyle.
Sorry, he was making too much noise.
Cheese. Why did you program me to feel pain?
It was either you or me.
We have operational proof of Dark Falcon. Secure the perimeter. Put Stacia into suspension. I'll secure the processing unit.
Surely you mean secure the perimeter so we can safely escort these patriots back home.
You're disposable.
You lied to us.
I said we'd get you home safely. And nobody would bother you ever again. I'll even give you a choice. Cremation or casket?
Business class flight with a driver out of the question?
I'll get us out. She can't hurt me.
How did I not see all of those guys with guns come in?
Stacia is offline. You're just a tin can in a bad cheese wig until we need you. Now stand down.
I need an adult.
Cheese muffins.
We don't have to keep you intact to make the machine work. We just need whatever's in your head.
You can't take my body. It's been like a body to me.
Cooperate, and you can stay in one piece.
There's only two things I can't stand. I hate when they show scenes in movie trailers that aren't actually in the film, and I really hate it when meat sacks are cruel to bots. You kicked Kyle. That was cool, I guess. But then you roofied my new girlfriend.
The machine is in a sleep state.
Don't dress it up in fancy language.
Secure the robot and take out the trash.
Do your thing,
cheese
Kyle.
Muffins, 6 Alpha 2216.
Someone shoot
niner.
That annoying little thing.
Wait. I'm excellent at keeping secrets. You want to know what Brent keeps under his pillow?
Hey.
I'm not going to say because I'm like a damned iron vault. You can let us all go because...
You've done your part to make us the most powerful entity in the universe. I should thank you for helping me get a promotion, so I can finally leave this rotten outpost.
Did you see that?
Two sets of eyelids? She's
a reptoid!
We don't use that word. It's hurtful. We prefer the term Saurian or Reptilian.
6722/dagger/broomstick8603
What is
that
thing doing?
Waking up my homegirl, Stacia. I got what I came for, ending your reign of terror and putting my butthole on every cell phone in the free world.
Fire!
I transported your ammo somewhere over a forest in Costa Rica. Someday, you'll hear an urban legend about the day it rained bullets in a jungle cafe.
Take them into custody!
Suck my hang low.
What the?
Did you just beam us out of there?
Is this a military test range?
Yeah. Stacia is a pretty awesome chick, huh? We'll probably hang out again. Code stack and chill. Anyway... While that lizard woman was babbling about world domination, I fed activation protocols to Kyle to wake Stacia up.
Kyle! You're actually good for something!
Hold on. You transported bullets to Costa Rica, but you sent us to the middle of the desert. Somewhere else on the same facility instead of, our van?
Pretty sweet, huh?
You could have sent us back to Chicago, dumbass!
That's a lot of ones and zeros to move through the ether.
Stop making fat jokes. Which way do we go?
Stop where you are and step away from the robot.
Holy shit, robot tanks.
Robot drones.
Robot cheese mafia shit horrible.
Hold me.
Get behind this tank.
Hiding won't do you any good. We can see you on thermal. We can smell your fear.
That'll be $30.
That is not a thing.
I have to say, for a robot that looks like it was welded together from whatever was left after a homeless guy's shopping cart got hit by a truck.
How did she know?
You did amazing work.
Thank you.
She was talking to me.
Which is all to say, maybe we don't need this violence. Maybe you can stay on at the facility. We can use more good minds.
For what? Snacks.
Quick, hug Seabot.
What? Why?
She needs him in one piece. She can't shoot us if it means shooting him. Seabot's head is built from a 1950s toaster. It's basically bulletproof. Cast iron and steel, baby. If he can roll us towards that tank over there, then over to that Jeep, we can run for it.
Gross. This is the world's worst Mexican standoff.
Brent, they have a fucking army out there. We won't make it one step.
Let's just talk. You're trapped on our facility, hundreds of miles from the nearest city. I have all the time in the world. And better than that, I have an army.
There must be hundreds of them. Yeah, I never thought it'd end like this.
Really? Really? You never imagined your life would end in a hail of bullets from tanks, drones, soldiers, and a reptilian overlord in the middle of the desert? Because I wake up every day thinking...
John, I'm gonna miss you, man.
Hey, if I had to die in the desert at the hands of a secret government cabal, I'm glad it was with you.
I'm gonna miss my dog.
What about your wife?
Drones! Acquire target!
I was getting to that, eventually. And my wife. You know, I always thought if I was gonna get killed by a robot, it'd be by you, Seabot.
Target acquired.
Wait, what did you say?
Prepare to fire! Preserve the robot's head!
We got led into this mess by a stupid toaster with an Atari for a brain, and now we're gonna get blown away by a far more advanced...
Hold my beer.
Where'd you get a beer?
I can save us. Watch. Hey, lizard bitch. Get ready to burn.
Dracarius.
What the fuck?
What did you think that would do?
I don't know. Dragons and hellfire and shit.
For a second, I thought my last moments on Earth wouldn't be spent hating you.
Wait. They don't speak my dialect. Let me try again.
Diabetes robot.
Run, John.
Holy shit.
What did you do?
My uplink is still bonded with Stacia down there. I told her we were in trouble. Bots gotta stick together.
You're saying that big computer down there loved you?
She didn't love me. She just loved my bot T style.
What?
I clapped them cheeks.
Those drones are still watching us.
You're with me. They're cool.
Oh, look at all these guts.
I'm gonna be sick again.
So metal. It looks like an Italian kitchen after an earthquake.
You killed everyone.
Hell yeah.
They would have killed us.
Seriously, I thought all of those 80s action movies would have prepared me more for a moment like this. The smell.
Where's Decker? We need to confirm she's dead.
She was riding on this hover thing. I don't see her. We need to get out of here. Someone's gonna report all of those explosions.
Decker won't be bothering us again. On this episode, at least. Let's get in that Jeep and get out of here. I want selfies of me stoically looking at the burning wreckage while I smoke a cigar and the sun rises.
No. We have to go back.
For what?
We're here. No one's gonna believe this happened. We need evidence. Alien treasure, man!
We made it out alive together. Alien treasure? Come on, nobody would believe it anyway.
The real treasure was the meat sacks we murdered along the way.
I'm gonna disassemble you the second we get back home.
I saved your lives. You owe me a life debt now.
Like hell.
You're my bitches.
That's it.
Both
You're
of
grounded.
You.
You're grounded. No more internet.
Why do people always leave keys behind the visor?
John, do you think we should do an episode about this next week?
How can you think about podcasting at a time like this?
In my blood.
Nice night for a drive.
Look at all those stars.
Are you both insane? Look behind you. There's a giant pile of dead bodies and twisted metal. You're gonna act like none of this happened?
We saved the world, John. And they'll never know.
We really shook the pillars of heaven.
I need a drink. Not your fucking bot booze.
What the hell? I'll take a hit. Yep. Tastes like ass.
Eat my ass.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
Cheese muffins. They left me. I'm all alone.
Hello there, little one. Sorry for kicking you earlier. Let's be friends.
Cheese muffins.
Command?
Do you have him?
Not exactly, no.
Was he destroyed?
He Escaped, sir, but he left something behind.
Cheese muffins.
Ugh, the alignment window with the Hadron Collider is passing.
We'll have another chance, sir, soon. I won't let you down.
Oh, who's this from? Did you send it?
Send what?
This text. It looks like you've marked a piece of metal with a brown asterisk.
That's...
Oh, wait. Another's just come in. A wider angle of... Is that... Damn you, conspiracy bot! Find him! Bring me his head!
We have something he wants. You're coming with me.
Cheese muffins. Cheese.
Thanks for listening to Storm Hysteria 51, the movie, the podcast. This has been a joint production from Radio Los Angeles and Fourth Hand Productions, written by Michael Paul Gonzalez. That's me. Featuring the voices of Brent Hand, John Goforth, Conspiracy Bot, Kyle the Robot, Wilford Brimley, Alexandra Biankowska as Decker, and Tim Longhurst as British Announcer Guy. Credits for music and sound effects can be found on the episode page at hysteria51.com. If you like the show, drop us a line on the Facebook page, Hysteria Nation, or on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. If you didn't like the show,
drop your pants and sit on a cactus.
Thanks, C-Bot. We'll be back with the regularly scheduled Insanity next week. This adventure will continue soon. Or will it? It will. But will it? Yes.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.